difference between a donkey and a burro?
Well, we usually call them donkeys around here.
Well, there's a difference in the...
one has a horse for our father, and one has a mule for our father, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. If you have four oxen, what would you say you had?
A team.
And that's... Yeah, if you have two, what would you have?
A pair.
Uh-huh, please.
If you're going to raise horses, now you said you needed a bull and a cow. If you're going to raise horses...
You need a stallion.
Uh-huh.
And a mare.
Uh-huh. And any special word for a horse that hasn't been broken to ride or to pull? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, he hasn't been tamed. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I was wondering if you said it's a bronc or a maverick or...
Well, a bronc is one of these that they ride at the rodeos that are still wild.
Uh-huh.
Buck and bronco.
Any special word for these?
I'll get me an ice cube. Do you use ice in your coffee?
No, thank you.
That's one of my idiosyncrasies.
Well, I don't know. I guess they'll bring Marilyn home.
Well, shall I go after
her? Or she'll
her?
Call.
Wait for her to call.
I told her to call by 10, but maybe they've talked her into waiting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A pony that has these big spots on him.
You mean a Shetland?
Well, I was thinking
or
more
spotted.
Of the kind that the Indians used to value highly.
Pinto?
Uh-huh. Any special word for a herd of saddle horses?
Can't think of it. Such as what?
Bermuda? Or
they don't...
Mm-hmm. That's
don't we don't have that many around here.
Yeah, it takes a lot of land for those. If there's an untamed horse, some would say you don't need to put your saddle on that horse because he can't be
broken.
Uh-huh. And that means if he can't be broken, that means he can't be what?
Ridden.
Uh-huh. And if you try to, you'll quite likely fall.
Get bucked.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the part that the horse stands on?
The hoof.
And on this, the
horseshoe.
Uh-huh. Any special name for games with those?
Pitching horseshoes.
Uh-huh. How about sheep?
What about them?
Well, if you're going to raise sheep, I was just wondering. Some people would say sheep. I don't know anything about them.
Give me a ewe, and let's see. What is the mailman called? The baby's the lamb. The buck.
Mm-hmm. And these are raised for meat and for
wool.
And hogs.
Hogs?
Yeah. Hog to me, hog to you. That's an interesting thing. I say hog, but I say dog and log, but fog and frog.
Mm-hmm. I noticed he gets that an E
now, Michigan,
sound in there.
Michigan is like this. Now you get into parts of Pennsylvania and it's hog and fog and log and dog.
Mm-hmm.
I say soggy.
Is that you do?
And my wife is fog and foggy, and oh, my little daughter's on you.
He has a Bostonian accent a bit once.
Now remember, he said he didn't like that.
I know he did. I know he said it, and I was
it creeps
my fingers.
Mm-hmm. Did your folks, any of them, come from
no,
Boston?
Never been there.
You've never been there.
I've flown over it, but I don't think it affected me. If you're going to raise hogs, what do you...
Well, you need a sow and you need a boat.
Uh-huh. And here's another one, those touchy ones. If you remove a boar's testicles, what do you call that?
Oh, it's in the fair book. Now they'll wonder why you said that.
That means it's all right, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's in the fair catalog and I'm used to making out the checks, you know, for the fair. Let's see. Geraldine is the horse. Now let's see.